Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sony assesses the threat that cloud gaming poses to the console market.
For June 6th, 2023, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News.
Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in about 5 minutes. Coming up, Valve explains why it removed some software from their storefront, and video game revenue was down in 2022. Cloud gaming has been the proverbial white whale for the gaming industry for a number of years now, with most developers dumping billions of dollars into developing their own cloud gaming services. Though with huge investments, we haven't seen much payoff for any one company. Google Stadia's closure earlier this year shows that even a $250 billion company couldn't pull it off. Despite that, though, many developers are continuing to try their hand at cloud gaming. And Sony CEO Kenichiro Yoshida has sat down with the Financial Times to talk up cloud gaming. Yoshida started out the interview by going over the many issues with cloud gaming, naming that internet connectivity and server latency continue to be the biggest bottlenecks for cloud gaming. Yoshida also points out that there are huge cost inefficiencies in cloud gaming as well. This is due to servers having to sit idle for much of the day waiting for gamers to access them during the peak gaming times. However, with all of those negativities, Yoshida is pushing Sony forward to expand their cloud gaming services, stating that the industry is clearly pointing towards that direction and Sony wants to come out on top. Overall, this is the first time a developer has actually addressed these issues and challenges in cloud gaming. Though the solutions to these problems will not be cheap and will be limited by internet infrastructure. In my opinion, the latter is the biggest obstacle due to the ever-aging internet infrastructure. And here in the United States, with monopolized internet services, there's really no real incentive for internet service providers to update their infrastructure or even provide internet services needed for cloud gaming in an affordable package. So unless Sony, Microsoft, or any other cloud gaming providers can bridge deals with companies like Comcast, Spectrum, or Cox, cloud gaming will continue to be a niche market. Valve has come out publicly to address why they wouldn't host Dolphin, the GameCube and Wii emulator, on Steam. A Valve spokesperson clarified to The Verge that they were the ones that were proactive. Valve contacted Nintendo first, right after the Dolphin team announced their Steam release, which prompted Nintendo to send the legal notice. And that legal notice was inferred by Valve as a clear warning that Nintendo considered Dolphin a violation of the DMCA. I wonder if writing that down was the thing that told them that. Valve then took the Dolphin Steam page down to specifically avoid any legal dispute between all three parties, which has been Valve's stance whenever a copyright issue arises. As an open platform, Valve exposes themselves to legal action if they do not comply with removing the potentially copyrighted material. In most cases, Valve will opt to remove the copyrighted material and let the two parties duke it out in court. And depending on the outcome, Valve will reinstate the removed material to Steam. Another recent example of Valve doing exactly this is the ongoing copyright issue with Dark and Darker, where Korean developer Nexon is currently suing Iron Mace Studios. As soon as Nexon filed a DMCA complaint, Valve removed Dark and Darker from Steam. At the end of the day, Valve will continue to remove games like this because of our draconian copyright laws. And Valve will never take legal action to fight these copyright laws because they've really got no dog in the fight. Newzoo, the gaming data analyst company, released their report on the total spending in the gaming market in 2022. Newzoo reports that the global video game market amassed $183 billion in revenue last year, which fell 5% year over year. Mobile gaming made up $92 billion, accounting for 50% of the total spending in gaming last year. Consoles made up 30% of the total market, making $52.2 billion, and PC gaming made up the remaining 20%, generating $36.5 billion. The Asian-Pacific region made up the lion's share of the spending, hitting $84.8 billion. North America was second with $49.7 billion, and Europe came in third with $33.3 billion. Latin America and the Middle East made up the remaining spending, hitting $8.4 billion and $6.8 billion, respectively. Newzoo points out that revenues were down in most regions except for Latin America and the Middle East, which rose 3 and 5% respectively. Overall, it was expected that the global gaming market was going to take a hit in 2022. With inflation and Russia's unjust invasion of Ukraine, disposable income has been decimated. This is further exacerbated by the gaming industry themselves with the move to $70 titles. Despite this dip in 2022, though, Newzoo is forecasting that the global games market will break $200 billion in sales by 2025. All right, well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back tomorrow for even more video game news. By the way, Wednesday's episode is our 400th episode. So if you appreciate what we do here, you don't have to really support us in any monetary way. Just head on over to Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, or Amazon and leave us a review. We may even read it here on episode number 400. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Twitter at Lloyd_RNG. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.